brought to you by Penguin.
The Uncomfortable Truth, written and read by me, Anna Martha.
Welcome. Our fear of bad things happening has our minds telling terrifying stories that steal our focus away from the good things happening right in front of us. We worry about being disliked so much so that we lose chunks of ourselves pleasing others. We go so far trying to avoid the truth of our inevitable death that we prevent ourselves from truly embracing the life that we have. What if the real answer to living a happier life isn't avoiding the inevitable, uncomfortable truths as many of us spend our time doing, but instead choosing to stare them square in the face? From a young age, I have had to face one of those uncomfortable truths of life head on. I am going to die. I was 8 when my younger sister was diagnosed with a terminal brain tumour in her tiny 4-year-old head. Lives that had revolved around school, seeing grandparents and playing in the surrounding woodland were now filled with hospital corridors, sickness and scans. We lived in the painful limbo land that fell between a diagnosis and death. We found joy in the waiting. Don't get me wrong, but life was a dance between moments of acknowledgement and denial, acceptance and avoidance. I remember lying in bed, thinking that if my sister died, I'd simply have to die too. I didn't believe that it would be possible to live with a broken heart. Life felt too risky. Love felt too vulnerable. It would be better simply not to live or to love. My 8-year-old mind also recognised the heartbreak my parents felt. Would I want them to be sad about my death too? Absolutely not. So instead of seeking death, I did everything in my power to avoid any more loss, theirs and mine. I spent years fearing my own cancer or the sickness of anyone I loved. Health anxiety stole my sleep and my peace as my mind skipped to the worst case scenario every time someone complained of a headache. The news of the death of someone I didn't even know would replay through my head like a backing track. At school, I faced another uncomfortable truth, that some people wouldn't accept me, regardless of how well-behaved or well-intentioned I was. I had a teacher who bullied me. To this day, I still don't know why. I know, however, that in each year group she taught, there was one child who'd face the confusing discomfort of her disapproval. I did everything I could to appease her, assuming that if she disliked me, there must be a reason, and the reason lay with me. I'm sure this experience was part of the reason I spent the next almost 30 years of my life in the relentless, exhausting pursuit of acceptance. Acceptance from everyone. A little later in life, age 23, I began my postgraduate studies to become a psychotherapist at Regent's University London. We studied different approaches to therapy, including a focus on the existential approach, which acknowledges that many of our anxieties and insecurities come down to how we relate to and accept life's fundamental certainties and uncertainties. I quickly fell in love with the work of Irvin D. Yalom. Yalom certainly wasn't the first theorist to share this existential way of making sense of life. Philosophers Nietzsche, Kierkegaard, Heidegger, and Sartre all explored concepts around our personal responsibility in finding meaning. And May and Tillich were known for bringing this form of philosophy into the mainstream through their work. However, I found Yalom's take on existentialism particularly warm and hopeful. In his book, Existential Psychotherapy, he suggested that as humans, we grapple with these four main things, which are the inescapable givens of life. Death.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?